Hello, everyone. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties, but I am so glad that you're all here with me now. This is Serena with Life Journeys with Serena, and I was really hoping to go live on YouTube with you guys today. I was so excited about it, but I am having some odd issues with my camera all of a sudden, and it's lagging, and so I am just going to come to you guys live today with radio, and I will be doing a few live streams later this week, so you guys will be able to still connect with me that way. I'll make sure to give you all that information there as to how you can connect with me and find me on YouTube. But first, I just want to say hi, and I'm really loving the energy of today. I feel like with starting anything new and like starting a whole new experience, there's always a bit of electricity in the air, and it always feels so alive and vibrant. And so I am really happy that I get to continue to ride that wave, even if I'm not going to be live streaming today, and that I'm able to connect with you all this way. So if you are joining us for the first time, you can head over to our chat room by going to 12radio.com and connecting with me by clicking on the chat button on the left-hand side of the screen, and it'll redirect us to a Facebook page. And I'm just going to update everyone in the YouTube, anyone who is trying to stream through YouTube, what my plan is now, just so that they can still join us. And make sure that everybody can jump in and listen. One second, everyone. Going live later this week, which I'm so excited about that I get to go live with you guys later this week. We are launching relaunching live radio show now. Sorry, it's so hard to talk and type at the same time. We're launching our YouTube channel, relaunching our YouTube channel, which will be 12 Family Advisors, all one word. I am a bit of a guinea pig. Well, Mark is the true original guinea pig in this sense, but I'm the next guinea pig because as the producer, I'm going to be making sure that everything is happening smoothly and seamlessly for when we have everyone, all of our other lovely hosts joining us on YouTube. So for the next few weeks, I guess, as I'm going live and figuring out all the little technical difficulties and becoming as much of a pro as I possibly can, I am excited to learn so much about this, and I feel like we all have our own nerves around it. And once I really set my mind to going live, I was just so ready to do it. So now I'm a little disappointed that I can't, but I will be with you guys so soon live on YouTube. I'm going to be doing a live stream through my own channel, which is the same as this show. It's Life Journeys with Serena. So go ahead and find me over on YouTube and you can subscribe now. And I'll be going live tomorrow, hopefully without any of these technical issues, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So tomorrow, May 6th, 4 p.m. Pacific time. And so now I want to just talk to you guys all about, I want to talk about Mother's Day and also how we can connect the energy of Mother's Day to our own individual strive for finding our life purpose. And so we have such a big, it's Cinco de Mayo right now. I want to say happy Cinco de Mayo, happy Portal Day, and happy Mother's Day. We have a lot going on this week. Mother's Day is being this Sunday. This is my first Mother's Day as a mama. And it's really just I feel like I'm aware of so many other aspects of the mother inside of me. I've always had that nurturing energy, and it of course has just skyrocketed over the past year. And through pregnancy and through my beautiful son, and it's something that I really want to talk to you guys about, because I know that we all have the ability to connect with that mothering energy within all of us. Regardless of your gender or your sex, that you have mothering energy within you and nurturing energy within you. And so I want to spend some time focusing on that today with you guys. But first, I want to give everybody a quick general reading and do something new that I'm really excited about. But for those of you who are listening in, this will be your general reading for the week of May 5th. And whether you are listening live or listening to a replay or finding this in the downloads, this reading applies to you. And I am picking up on there being a bit of a tussle or a battle between your ego and your higher self. And if this is the case for you, then, and if this feels like it's resonating with you, I want you to sit with this for a bit this week, because there is so much knowledge within this dynamic. When we have our ego flaring up, and this can look like moments when you feel insulted, when someone doesn't trust your capabilities, when you feel like people should ex know to expect better, think maybe if you feel like you aren't living up to your potential and blame it on other people. There's so many different ways that our ego can flare up, and it happens so often in our day-to-day life. And the question is whether we sit in that energy, or if we allow ourselves to learn from it and to grow. And if you, in those moments of it flaring up, you allow yourself to grow and you actually get take a moment to focus on it, then that is you thriving within your higher self. That is connecting to it on an energy level where you're really staying present in the moment, and you're able to say, okay, my ego is flaring up, and the simple consciousness, the simple speaking it into existence is so powerful here. And if you're able to slow down and catch that moment, you don't really have to do much more on top of that. You can just catch it and observe and see how you're reacting to it, and then choose how you want to move forward rather than subconsciously moving forward with a flared ego. So I feel like a lot of people maybe, or at least those of you listening, this if who this message is for, maybe feeling that dynamic a little more intensely this week. So just pay attention to that. And then something I want to start doing for everybody is I want to do general readings like what I just did for anyone listening in for this week, but for specific industries or professions. And so I want to start with moms in the spirit of Mother's Day. So if you're a mom, this reading is for you. And allow yourself to feel the love of this week. And for those of you who are have complicated relationships with your children, or it's tense within your family, give your family grace. I know this may be the week where you want them to give you some grace, but mamas, it's time for you to step into that powerful mothering energy that you have and just give everyone some understanding and love this week, and it will go a long way. Okay, that's the message for this week for mamas. And the next group of people I want to do a quick reading for is anyone who's working in the healthcare industry. And I'm picking up on a lot of fear or anticipation for you. It feels like the news maybe weighing on you, or the things that are going on in that world right now, maybe you feel like you're vulnerable to that. I want you to realize that you have so much more power over your life than you may realize. So take a moment, slow down, and recognize that when that fear bubbles up, and it seems like this could be worry or anxiety, and not just within your job, this feels like it could be within your family, within your partnership, any of that worry that is just feels suffocating to you or feels overpowering, make sure that you take a second to see it and understand it, because it may not be fully rational. Okay, you may actually have an opportunity to understand it logically, understand where that origin starts, and then let it go, because it's not serving you. You don't need to carry that fear or that worry. Okay, if any of you would like a reading, I will be checking in on the chat room in the Facebook group. So make sure you leave a comment over there, and I'd be happy to connect with you all. And I will, here, how about I check in right now with you guys and see how that goes. Let me see who's in here. Oh, we have a few people. Hi, everybody. Renee. Renee says, I have subscribed. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, hon. Oh, that's so wonderful of you. Yeah, subscribe. Subscribe to 1-2 Family Advisors, all one word, and then subscribe to Life Journeys with Serena. I would really love to connect with you all on YouTube, and I will be there soon, I promise. And we have Pamela here. So wonderful to have you. Thank you, my dear. You guys who are always in this chat room and listening in, you just make my day. I appreciate you. You are so valued. Thank you. And I have Shell Bell says, snuggling with my kitty while I'm listening. I will always take a reading. Okay, let me check in with you, Shell, first. Okay, I'm actually picking up on a potential love interest popping up for you. It feels like this person who, he feels really warm, and he really feels like he's done his homework, his energetic homework, which is just so relieving. He feels very connected to his spirituality. And I don't believe you've met him yet. I do feel like he will show up in the next few months. September at the latest, although August is feeling likely, like mid-August is what's popping in. And I want to focus on you for a minute in with this love that it feels like you've really been waiting for. Make sure that you are open to that vulnerability that would be required in that connection. That seems like the main thing that's coming through is you need to forgive yourself. And once you start, and this is such a bigger concept and topic, but if you are able to really start focusing on forgiving yourself and giving yourself that grace, then you will inevitably open yourself up to love. And I hope that feels obtainable and you allow yourself to experience that, because it feels really beautiful. And I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes. And give your beautiful kitten a big squeeze from me. Okay, and it looks like Jean McIntosh is here. She says, Serena, any words from spirit today for me or my dog Sage, who's in surgery as we speak for an infection of the uterus? Oh, honey, I am sending your beautiful pup Sage so much energy and so much love. I do feel that she's going to be okay. It seems like there may be a bit of a surprise that they aren't expecting in the surgery, but the vet who is performing the surgery is familiar with this, and it may not have been something that they were anticipating popping up, but that they can handle it. So when they call you and say, hey, it's going to take a little longer, or there was something we weren't expecting, don't panic. She's in really good hands, okay? And I just want to focus in on any sort of if you're blaming yourself or if there is any sort of you're worried that she is going to be angry. She feels so peaceful right now and she feels understanding. So let go of any of that self-blame that you may be experiencing. You have taken such good loving care of her. So allow your love just to flow through you. And because any of that worry, well, the worry is inevitable, but any of that blame or that guilt that you're experiencing is not going to help her. So allow yourself just to be filled with how much you love her, because that is the energy that she will definitely love and be able to receive from you. So I am sending both of you so many hugs, and I really hope that you're being kind to yourself through this hard process. It's always so hard when our fur babies go through anything like this. And this, I mean, it's a part of being a mama, right? And whether or not you're a mom of people or you're a mom of pets or you're a mom within your community, it is all this mothering energy is something that we have access to, and that's what I want to talk about today. You know, there's so many way things that I could talk about Mother's Day. As I mean, it's my whole world right now being a mama, and it's something that I'm really grateful that I get to experience the way that I do, and that I get to be home with him and connect with you all this way and have him so close nearby. But one thing that I really have been pulled to talk about is the ways that we all can access the mother within us. And regardless of your gender, regardless of your age, regardless of just whoever you are, every single one of us has access to this mothering energy. And I mean, before I go into how to access that, it's so some when I talk about mothering energy, let's start there. When I talk about mothering energy, I'm talking about that sense of security, that sense of safety and of nurturing. And regardless of your experience with your own mom, right? The true core of mothering energy is to provide a secure and safe space that builds confidence, that builds creativity, that builds that desire to go out and explore. And so much of what I'm seeing just within this bond that I have with my own kiddo is that I embody that safe space for him in a way that nobody else can. And I'm so honored to be able to be that safe space for him. And it's really come quite clearly to me that not everyone has that experience with their mom, and not everyone has that experience as a mom. And the one thing that I would hope to give everyone is the awareness that you can be and provide that safe space for yourself. And it's so important for us to have this safe, secure space where we have so much confidence, where we are allowed to make mistakes, where it is free of judgment, where we can explore and spit out new ideas and try new things without worry or anxiety. Once you're allowing yourself to experience that, you open up yourself to so much possibility, and you are opening your consciousness up to be able to find that beautiful purpose that you have in life, and to try new things, and to allow yourself to dream. And it's such an important part of life. And it is so easy to just sit in blame and say, oh, well, my mom didn't provide that for me. Or maybe, God, I'm so mad at my dad because he didn't allow my mom to provide that for me, right? There's so many ways that we can blame our parents, our family, society, for stopping us from experiencing that from a young age, because it is so important to have that security to be able to build that confidence from a young age. I'm seeing how important it is now. My kid's only 6 months old. Like, it's beautiful to watch, and it's important. And what I want to catch you all in right now is that there is so much that you can access within your own consciousness, within your own spirituality, just within your passions and within the things you want to try, if you come from this safe, secure, confident space. And something that when I, reading all of the pregnancy books and about all of the childhood books and everything, like parenting books, something that I read early on that I loved was that for the first 6 years of a child's life, their whole world is often mom or whoever that mothering parent is. Because mom is home, mom is safe, mom is judgment-free, right? In the optimal sense, right? Where moms are able to provide that security where they can learn. Because think about everything a kid learns in those 6 years. It is endless. Everything from learning how to roll over, to crawl, to talk, to ride a bike, to eat food, to care for your siblings, to take care of pets, to go to school. Like, you are learning, you to interact with friends and be a part of a community. You are learning so much. You are such a sponge. And if you do not have a safe space to start, then all of those things are so much harder to learn. And it was said that the first 6 years, the child's world is within mom's bubble. And then from 6 to 12 or so, that's when the father energy is what they are drawn to most, because that represents the outside world. That represents explorations and adventures and trying new things. And again, this does not have to be tied to your gender in any way, right? Some of us have more feminine energy and some of us have more masculine energy. So know that context when I'm talking in these terms. But the parent with that fathering masculine energy has a wonderful opportunity to be able to connect with his children through showing them the world. And the beautiful thing here is the first 6 years build that foundation of a confident individual where they've made mistakes and tried new things and haven't been reprimanded, where they have explored new topics or have learned, oh, if I do it this way, I get better results with whatever they could be making bubbles in the bathtub. It doesn't have to be big science experiments. Every single moment in their life is that opportunity for learning. They learn how to connect with their family. They learn what they're interested in. They're asking all of these questions, and they know they're in a safe space to ask questions without judgment, without worry about what that answer will be. And once you have that really strong foundation where that self-confidence is built within the small community of your family, then going out and exploring the world can be fun and exciting and full of curiosity and full of creativity. And you can carry that same beautiful awe in life with you as you go and out into the world. And I'm spending so much time talking about that transition because, yes, we see how concretely and clearly important that is within childhood. But now I want to zoom out a little bit and focus in on you, the individual, as an adult. I'm assuming most people listening in are adults. As an adult, if you can understand that if you have that clear comfort and confidence, then going and trying new things feels so much more obtainable and exciting. There's so much less fear. You don't have that deep anxiety. And there's something really beautiful about being able to give yourself that and to support yourself that way. So it's something that we often make sure we're providing for the people around us. And if you're wondering how you could possibly provide this for yourself, well, first of all, it's going to be easier for you to figure out what that feeling is if you're already a parent, because you're most likely doing this for your child. Whether you're a mother or a father, you are providing that safe space for your child. I see my husband doing this for our kiddo and tapping into his own mothering energy and being able to support him that way. He just put him down for a nap. I could hear from the other room, which just makes my heart tingle. But it's we all have access to that. And that's something that he had to, while it came naturally to me to be able to know immediately what he needed, my son needed. My husband had to train that muscle, had to learn from me and from himself, and learn from our kid, and learn how to access that part of himself. And now, you know, that we're about 6 months into this, it comes so much more naturally to him. But it took time and practice and training. And so, if you are a parent, you will most likely have access to that mothering energy a little more easily, and will be able to isolate what that feels like and simply be able to shift it towards yourself, which is always easier said than done. But if you can mother yourself, and that's being kind to yourself in the midst of mistakes, that's being generous to yourself when it comes to how much time you're going to need to achieve something, try something, heal from something. There's no rushing, because the process of figuring it out is just as important as figuring it out. There's something, and you know, there's so many different examples of the way that you can do this. But for those of you who are not a parent, and you don't have one of the babies, one of the bubbas, then look at the way that you interact with the people you value most in your life. That could be a best friend, it could be a sibling, it could be your parents, it could be your partner, it could be friends, it could be your pets, right? How do you protect and take care of the most vulnerable people in your life, the people who matter most to you? If you are able to recognize the fact that, say, your little brother made a big mistake within his career, you guys are adults, made a big mistake within his career, you are not going to sit there. Or maybe some, maybe I know that sibling relationships can be really complicated sometimes. So let's say your best friend made a big mistake within their career. And you are not going to sit there and reprimand them. You're not going to say, "How did you not see this coming? How could you make such a terrible mistake?" You're not going to just pummel them with criticism. You're going to sit there and say, "I've got you. What do you need?" You're going to show up with ice cream or take the day off and, just be home with them. You're going to offer them support however you can. You're going to sit with them and maybe brainstorm the next business idea. Maybe you'll just sit there and let them be silent and just support them in that silent moment without the pressure of needing to talk or have answers. And so some of this comes more easily than it does to others, and that's okay. But we all, if this is something that doesn't come naturally to you, this ability to hold someone in trauma or hold someone as they struggle, then think about the times when you've been treated with that grace and kindness and how you've been held in the past. And sometimes you're supported that way by complete strangers who just ooze this mothering energy, who see it could be your barista, right? Or your bartender or someone on the train, right? Or your Uber driver. It could be someone who is able to connect with your energy and is able to see, wow, you are going through something, and just holds that space for you without expectation, without judgment, without pressure. We've all experienced this in some way, whether we've been able to give it to someone or we've received it. And once you're able to find that example of a moment when this has happened for you, I want you to then think about how differently your experience would have been if, in the last moment where you were filled with stress or anxiety or failure, if you had given yourself that gift of holding yourself in a space without pressure or stress or questions or blame. And if you had filled yourself with that mothering energy. And the truth of all of this is it does come back to how your inner child functions. And this is a whole other topic that I won't go into today, but if you're able to recognize when your inner child pops up, this will also be a little easier. It will be easier to navigate when you need that mothering energy. And that is a simple aspect of self-awareness and that work that we all are capable of doing, and that I invite you all to do, to understanding yourself on a deeper level. And the way that all of this connects to your purpose in life, whether that's one purpose or many purposes, we all have some sort of purpose here. If you allow yourself to be gifted this mothering energy, if you gift yourself this mothering energy in the midst of trying new things and exploring new topics and taking risks, then that journey to finding your purpose changes entirely. And it's something that I've really been pulled to focus on lately in this feeling of whether you feel lost or your purpose is really clear, or you're surrounded by people who are struggling to find their purpose. It is a very challenging thing to not know what that will be, or to not know what the purpose of the turmoil that you're experiencing right now is, that too. And it can be really intimidating to ask that big question. And the thing that I want to invite you all to do is Nothing, it's nothing big. It's nothing monumental. It can lead to beautiful, monumental things. But I would invite you all to sit within the safety, security, and confidence of your own mothering energy once you're able to tap into it and find where it lives in your consciousness. And then sit and explore what your purpose may be with the awe of a child and with the creativity and the curiosity that children hold so well. And life just feels lighter when you do this. Life feels so beautiful. It's so much easier to fall into optimism. It is so much easier to fall into love. And it doesn't mean that you get to function within this space at all times, because that's why when you're 6 years old, you go out into the world and you can't live in mom's world for the rest of your life. The rest of the world has to come into it. And so there's a balance and a dynamic here of feeling comfortable within that energy and allowing yourself to experience that safety and security, and then incorporating it into the rest of your world. And that just takes time to navigate and to learn how you want to do this. And okay, I'm gonna quiet down a little bit over here and check in with the chat room and see how everyone is doing. See if there's any other questions I can answer. I feel like time, I know I started a bit late, but I feel like time is just flying by. Okay, Quelly is here. Hi, my dear. Blessings, Serena, baby, and hubby. I know, whole team is here always. So good to see you. Patricia, my dear, says I'm late. No worries at all. I was late too. Hi, Patricia. So glad to see you. Let me see if anybody else has any questions before we sign off, because it's already, this is the problem when you start late. This really all just flies by, doesn't it? Okay, you guys, so it looks like I've got everyone in the chat room. I want to invite you all to join me for the hopefully successful live stream that will be happening tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific time. I will be streaming from my own personal YouTube account, which will be Life Journeys with Serena. I will post in the chat room when that's happening in case you guys want to find the link really easily. If not, you can go over to my YouTube channel, Life Journeys with Serena, and subscribe, and you'll be notified when that live stream starts. Also, go ahead and subscribe to the 1-2 Family Advisors page or YouTube channel. We are going to be putting so much content there, you guys. I'm really excited about it. I, again, appreciate all of your grace and understanding through all of our technical difficulties. We are, well, this is me. I am figuring it out. Mark is incredible, is incredibly supportive, but my own system is what I'm struggling with. So, he's been such a huge help as because he's his own little pro over there, and I'm catching up. So I can't wait to connect with you all live when we do. I'm going to be posting a couple times a week is my plan. So you'll be seeing a lot more of me once I am really launching on YouTube. And then we're going to be getting everybody else on YouTube, which I just can't wait for. So that'll be wonderful. In the meantime, you guys can find me at 12listen.com. Keep an eye out for our sales. We typically have sales on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and those are great rates to take advantage of. If you do want to connect and it's a full rate day, though, take a look at the time-based services. Those are really great opportunities to save a bit of money and really connect. I also have several email-based services up, where you can get a recording of a reading if you want to ask. I think I have it for 3 questions or so, and it's a 10-minute reading. I love being able to connect with you all that way. It's a wonderful space where you can also, you own the recording after, so you're able to listen back as many times as you'd like. And I always make sure to send a, send a summary or a little note to you guys after. So if you have any questions about anything I jump into, you can always reach back out and we can keep talking. I am going to be online for the rest of the day, and I will have reduced rates from 1 until 2 p.m. Pacific time today. So if you guys want to wait to connect with me then, or just connect me with me however you'd like until then. I really enjoyed chatting with you all. Thank you so much for being here. And I am sending you all so much love and mama energy. If any of you need a big mama hug, I am sending it to you today. And I hope you're feeling it because I'm trying to be as peaceful and just allow this beautiful mother energy that I have fallen into hard just ooze from me and share it with all of you. So again, you guys, thanks for being here. I can't wait to connect with you all again soon, and enjoy the rest of your Monday. You guys have been listening to Life Journeys with Serena on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.